I really liked Robert Loggia's character in Favorite Son. He wasn't the star, but he sure shone like one. He was this burned-out, ready-to-retire FBI agent assigned to a controversial murder case, assigned by crooked FBI executives who expected him not to solve it, but just go through the motions. But instead, Mancuso's idealism and patriotism and the death of his partner spurred him on to crack the case and pretty much save democracy single-handed. At the end of the Favorite Son miniseries, the president himself asked Mancuso to stay on and undertake special assignments for the FBI. So here, 1 year later, is the result. A weekly series called Mancuso FBI, with the same pecking order as in almost all TV cop and detective shows. Even though these guys solve the toughest cases week after week, their bosses always yell at them.
You are a dinosaur. You are a hangover in a $10 suit. You got your last partner killed.
What? What did you say?
If you blow this gig, or if I find out that you leaked, you might as well just crawl in a box with them. And one more word, you are out on a park bench, mister.
Mancuso FBI is the last of the season's new fall shows to premiere, and I'd really like to say that it's worth the wait. But I can't. The plot in the pilot episodes takes a few nice twists, but the dialogue sounds like it's ripped, or ripped off, from a cheap detective novel. Here, for example, is the way Mancuso tries to get the name of a confidential source from a local TV anchorwoman he knows.
Yeah. How'd you find her?
She found me. Can I help it if the little people think of me as Washington's one-woman wailing wall?
You got an address?
No.
That wasn't a question.
Good reporters never reveal their sources.
How would you know?
Gestapo.
Muckraker.
Fascist.
Bimbo.
Nazi.
Talk show host.
Now that was a low blow.
It was also a bad scene. Not even Loggia can do anything with lines that forced. But what he can do is bring life and passion to the little soliloquies that made Mancuso such a hit in Favorite Son. If anything makes Mancuso FBI worth sitting through, it's those moments when Loggia revs his engines and takes off. Here he is facing down the boss who had yelled at him earlier.
When you were out in the field, you were a big case man, a producer. And then you get promoted to Washington, you get stars in your eyes. You think that by playing politics and giving favors that you're going to get yourself a corner office at headquarters. Well, it doesn't work that way. So what we do isn't about politics. It's about right and wrong. You start playing politics, and you're going to end up like Pat Gray or Ali North. And the same guys who are buying favors from you are going to cut your throat. You got the best job in the world. You get to defend the Constitution, and you get paid for it. The rules in Washington are no different from anywhere else, except the stakes are higher. Now, are you going to talk, or am I going to go to the director and relieve myself all over your career plan?
As political dramas go, it's more credible and watchable than the two other TV dramas set in Washington this year, Top of the Hill and Snoops. But if the scripts don't improve quickly, Mancuso FBI may wish he had retired after the Favorite Son case. At least then, he would have retired with honor.